11. Tonight, we'll have clear skies, areas of patchy fog overnight with a low near 56. As until Wednesday, it looks like we'll have sunny skies, temperatures right around 84. Wednesday night, mostly clear, patchy fog overnight, low near 58. And Thursday, mostly sunny skies. Currently, it's 54.
You live here, work here, and drive here. Why would you trust your auto insurance to someone who is not here? Here at Blue Valley Insurance, we understand the challenges drivers in Kansas face. We know your friends and your neighbors. We are your neighbor. We have offices in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville to provide the right coverage to meet all your auto insurance needs. So come in and talk to a neighbor, a friend, your friend in the auto insurance business, Blue Valley Insurance.
Kansas Mid-American Network News. Good Tuesday. A man suspected of killing a Kansas City, Kansas police captain will undergo a third evaluation to determine if he's competent to stand trial. Defense attorneys for 21-year-old Jamal Lewis sought the evaluation by a defense expert. Lewis has already been evaluated locally and at Larned State Hospital. He's charged with capital murder in the July 2016 shooting death of police captain Robert David Melton in Kansas City. Wichita police say an 11-year-old girl's drowning during a church party for middle school students was an accident. Wichita Police Lieutenant Jason Stevens identified the girl yesterday as Shelby Cram. She was with about 100 children and several adults on Sunday attending a Pathway church function at a private home. When the girl's parents arrived to pick her up, she couldn't be found. Her body was located in a nearby lake nearly 3 hours later. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
At the Home Depot, free carpet installation means free carpet installation. And free includes clearing out furniture, ripping out old carpet, hauling it away, even carpeting stairs with no hidden fees. Free installation on carpet $699 or more means free installation. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid on carpet priced $1 or more per square foot. Specialty items may be priced separately.
We alarm our houses, and we alarm our cars. But when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your Social Security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/freealerts. Limitations apply.
The Kansas Bureau of Investigation says a suspect in the shooting death of a Kansas man was arrested in California after he reportedly stabbed a person on an Amtrak train. The KBI said in a news release yesterday that 34-year-old Robert Colson of Buckport, Maine, was arrested Sunday in Martinez, California. He was being sought in the August 12th shooting death of Matthew Shosky in Tescott, Kansas, about 25 miles northwest of Salina. Soldiers with the Kansas Army National Guard in Salina have been on standby since Friday, waiting for the call to head to Houston to help with Tropical Storm Harvey relief efforts. Black Hawk helicopters in Salina are packed and ready to go at a moment's notice. KWCH-TV reports, though anxious to go, soldiers understand that the wait is necessary for proper planning and mission assignment. The Kansas Guard unit, just one of many across the United States, waiting to help. Mid-America Network News.
Deserves a beautiful home. Duzine Enterprises can give you that. With an interior designer on staff, you'll be able to choose flooring and furnishings that coordinate gorgeously with your lifestyle and personal style. Choose from a modern selection of carpet, luxury vinyl, laminate flooring, and tile, all put in by our certified installers. Get your beautiful home today. Call Duzine Enterprises in Washington.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Tuesday. Authorities say a body firefighters found in a burned vehicle in western Nebraska was that of a 17-year-old girl. The Scotts Bluff County Sheriff's Office said in a news release last night that the girl has been identified as Liliana Martin, who lived in Morrill. Firefighters discovered the body after extinguishing the vehicle fire in a field Friday night, about 3 miles south of Morrill. Authorities say a North Platte woman died after her motorcycle left the road and flipped into a road ditch. Frontier County Sheriff Dan Rupp says the crash happened about noontime Sunday when 52-year-old Lori Paulson was riding a motorcycle with a group of friends and her husband. KRVN radio reports they were on Highway 23 just east of Curtis when Paulson's motorcycle veered onto the shoulder and then flipped into a ditch. She was taken to a North Platte hospital where she died from her injuries. Mid-America Network News.
It's the final days of the Ford Summer Sales Event. Just announced, savings across a full lineup of Ford models like Focus, Fusion, Mustang, Escape, Edge, Explorer, and the F-150. With 0% financing for 72 months, plus an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Time is running out to save on America's best-selling brand. Now through September 5th, it's the last chance to get 0% financing for 72 months, plus $1,000 on top of your trade-in across a full lineup of Ford vehicles. Hurry, it's the final days of the Ford Summer Sales Event. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month or $1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Trade assist cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after delivery. Not available Mustang, Shelby GT350, or GT350R. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take your retail delivery from dealer stock by September 5th, 2017.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. The Washington County Airport was again a topic of conversation at last Monday's meeting of the Washington County Commissioners. Dean Lofgren with the Airport Board was in attendance and said that he's not in favor of selling the property. As well as serving on the board, Lofgren is an aerial sprayer from Oroville and uses the airport. When asked if the board would recommend any changes, he replied no, and commissioners approved paying the insurance premiums. He was asked to return with some numbers of planes and pilots that used the facility. Sheriff Justin Cordry was in attendance and said the department has two deputies in training for 14 weeks. He expressed frustration with losing three jailers but has hired one. Commissioners urged he remain patient through year end and they could then consider changing the pay scale up to 3%. He reported that the jail brought in $41,000 the past month and that Gage County may be revising their contract for the number of inmates housed. Commissioners briefly discussed a standard operating procedure signed by the Sheriff, Communications, and Rural Fire Association, providing that the closest fire department would be dispatched to any injury accident as soon as EMS is paged out. A $43,000 contract with Cook Flat Strobel Engineers was approved for providing services for 14 scheduled bridge repairs in Washington County. Nemahal County Commissioners did not meet last Monday. Pottawatomie County Commissioners plan a public meeting this evening regarding the future of the county courthouse in Westmoreland. Officials are questioning the cost efficiency of maintaining the 130-year-old limestone structure as opposed to demolishing the current facility and constructing a new office building to house a growing need for additional space. An assessment completed recently recommends that route. While local group of volunteers are raising a collective voice highlighting the historical integrity of the courthouse, which was built in 1884. Many county offices are housed in an adjacent building completed 4 years ago, along with a former school building across the street that has been reconfigured. Tim Ennis with the National Farmers Organization was a guest on our public affairs program this weekend and talked about Farm Starts, which encourages young farmers to adopt organic practices. A Farm Start program will be featured tomorrow in Hiawatha from 9 to 4. Free sign-up and additional information is online at nationalfarmers.com/farmstarts.
The Farm Starts program is a grant-funded effort that we're involved in. It's a three-year project. We're putting on all-day seminars for beginning farmers interested in producing certified organic grain. And we're going to have these over 11 states. We've had several already. We're having one in Hiawatha, Kansas on the 30th. next week. And it's a program to give you everything you need to know to do successful certified organic grain production.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between, you can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
On the Marshall County Senior Citizens lunch menu today, lasagna, garlic bread, tall salad, and peach crisp. Tomorrow, potato soup, turkey and Swiss on wheat bread, relish plate, and grape salad. KNDY News time is 7:15.
It's back to school and Las Cabanas Mexican Restaurant is here to treat you right. Come in for Margarita Mondays and get icy margaritas for only 99 cents with your meal. Maybe the kids had a long day and deserve a treat. On Tuesdays, you can get free sopapillas with your meal. And who doesn't like sopapillas? Only at Las Cabanas Mexican Restaurant in the Kester House. Margarita Mondays and free sopapillas on Tuesdays.
Here's your KNDY Weather Eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Well, not a whole lot going on across the central parts of the Midwest. We have a high pressure system that's going to remain overhead, bringing us sunny skies, dry weather. It looks like all the way through the end of the week. We're going to deal with a little bit of some foggy conditions each morning and during the overnight hours over the next several days as well. It does look like temperatures remain in the lower to mid 80s. So looking at the forecast throughout the rest of this Tuesday, sunny skies, lower 80s. Winds will be from the northeast at 5 and 10. Tonight, mostly clear, patchy fog overnight, mid 50s. Winds will be from the northeast at 5 and 10. As into Wednesday, patchy fog early, otherwise sunny skies with a high of 84. Wednesday night, mostly clear, patchy fog overnight with a low near 58. For Thursday, we'll have sunny skies with a high near 85. Thursday night, mostly clear, areas of patchy fog late, temperatures at 59 degrees. This is meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature late August, 87. Record high on this date, 107 in 2000. The average low, 64. The record low was 43 in 1891. Sunset this evening, 7:58. Sunrise in the morning at 6:50. Sunny skies and 54 degrees. Winds are light. That's a check in the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 29th of August. KNDY News time is 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Matt Stafford gets paid, and Maria Sharapova makes a statement. Hi, everyone. Dave Schreiber reporting on sports. There is a new highest-paid player in the NFL. Detroit quarterback Matthew Stafford has signed a 5-year extension that will pay him a reported $27 million a year. ESPN NFL insider Adam Schefter.
You could tell that the two sides, Matthew Stafford and the Detroit Lions, were getting closer, and you could tell how shy and bashful they were to talk about the deal because nobody wanted anything to get in the way of them getting this deal knocked out.
On the opening day of the U.S. Open, Maria Sharapova makes her return to a major tournament after her 15-month suspension and upsets second seed Simona Halep. Sharapova speaking to ESPN after the match.
I just thought that this was another day, another opportunity, another match, but this was so much more.
Sharapova won in three sets. The Royals get shut out for a fourth straight game.
Here comes long drive, deep to right field, on its way to the bullpen. If it's fair, it's gone, and this one is gone. A three-run homer for Lucas Duda.
On WDAE, Kansas City has been held scoreless for 43 straight innings, five away from the MLB record. Tampa Bay wins big, 12-0. The Indians push their win streak to 5.
Santana with a drive, deep to right. There she goes into the second deck.
On WTAM, starter Corey Kubler held the Yankees to just 2 runs in 8 innings as Cleveland wins 6-2. Former Michigan State head coach Judd Heathcote has died. He was 90 years old. Heathcote led Magic Johnson and Michigan State to the 1979 NCAA championship. In the U.S. Open, Americans John Isner and Sam Querrey won their first round matches, while Jack Sock lost. Dave Schreiber, ABC Sports.
The Marshall County Sheriff's Office is accepting applications for a night shift corrections officer, 6 p.m. to 6 a.m., four shifts on and 4 days off. Starting hourly wage is $15.57 per hour with benefits. Applications are available at the Sheriff's Office in Marysville. If you have questions regarding the position, ask for Dan or Tim at the Marshall County Sheriff's Office, 562-3141. Application deadline is September 15.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The Government Accountability Office recommending that Congress considers directing the Department of Agriculture to adjust the expected rate of return for crop insurance. In 2010, USDA negotiated a set rate of return with crop insurance providers. The return is how much companies can profit from insurance policies. In a report released last week, the GAO found that the expected rate of return was too high compared with market conditions. In 2010, USDA negotiated with insurance company to set a 14.5% target rate. Now, according to GAO's analysis, which updates information in the study from 2009 through 2015, the reasonable rate of return declined, averaging 9.6%. And by reducing the expected rate of return, the GAO says the federal crop insurance program could save hundreds of millions of dollars each year. The top Democrat on the Senate Ag Committee says she's deeply concerned with the administration's review of national monuments. Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke submitted findings to the White House as part of a review of 27 national monuments, which includes thousands of acres of U.S. Forest Service land managed by USDA. The Trump administration has refused to release the report while the White House reviews the findings. But Debbie Stabenow of Michigan last week stated failing to release the report totally unacceptable. She said proceeding with the recommendations is irresponsible and betrays the duty as stewards of public lands. But livestock groups were encouraged by the report, as leadership of the Public Lands Council and National Cattle and Beef Association says past presidents had repeatedly abused their authority under the Antiquities Act. Reliable and relevant, we're AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Well, the pork industry is pressing for a foot and mouth disease vaccine bank in the 2018 Farm Bill. They say the price tag would be high, but they argue the cost of an FMD outbreak would be even higher. Farm Bill writers will already be under huge pressure to keep costs down in the 2018 bill, but the National Pork Producers Council wants to include a $150 million a year foot and mouth disease vaccine bank. The group writes Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue that the next farm bill offers the only path to come up with enough money for an adequate supply of FMD vaccine. NPPC Vice President David Herring told Congress earlier this year,
if this country ever had an FMD outbreak, it not only could devastate my farm and the whole livestock industry, but the entire U.S. economy. An Iowa State University study estimated that an outbreak, which would immediately shut off our meat exports, would cost the U.S. pork, beef, corn, and soybean sectors $200 billion over 10 years.
The NPPC argues that the United States does not have enough FMD vaccine to handle more than a small localized outbreak, and an antigen strain at Plum Island, New York, would have to be shipped overseas for mass production into a vaccine, which could take months. Former Pork Producers President John Weber.
But if we had an outbreak in the United States, we would be seriously behind the eight ball. They would not have the capacity to manufacture the millions of doses that we'd need in a relatively short period of time, no matter where that outbreak occurs.
For now, Pork Producers wants USDA to contract for an offshore vaccine bank that can protect against the most common FMD strains and a vaccine maker that can quickly produce 40 million doses. National Cattlemen's Beef Association also wants $150 million a year for 5 years for a better domestic vaccine bank. The groups want to protect research dollars for animal diseases as well. Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network.
It's the final days of the Ford Summer Sales Event. Just announced. Savings across a full lineup of Ford models like Focus, Fusion, Mustang, Escape, Edge, Explorer, and the F-150. With 0% financing for 72 months, plus an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Time is running out to save on America's best-selling brand. Now through September 5th, it's the last chance to get 0% financing for 72 months, plus $1,000 on top of your trade-in across a full lineup of Ford vehicles. Hurry, it's the final days of the Ford Summer Sales Event. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for $1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Trade assist cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after delivery. Not available on Raptor, Focus RS, Mustang, Shelby GT350, or GT350R. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by September 5th, 2017.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most essential industry. We all know what it is. It is agriculture. Let's talk about the Chinese and their impact on the world agricultural markets after this.
The folks at Wink Products Company want to help make your life easier with a family of professional strength cleaning products that really work. Wink Rust Stain Remover is the number one liquid rust stain remover in the country. This professional strength formula dissolves the ugly rust stains on white sinks and toilet bowls, color-fast fabrics, and carpets. This little brown bottle has been around for 69 years, and it's still number one. To learn where to find quality Wink products, check us out at WHINK.com.
The Chinese impact on the world agricultural markets is big, and it's getting bigger. At the recent Illinois State Fair, we talked with Tim Andreessen of the CME Group about what the Chinese are up to these days.
It's really hard to tell, you know, what they are doing. But clearly, if you look at the news, in the last few years, they've acquired Noble, they've acquired Nidera, both who have, you know, operations in the United States. I think... You know, you're seeing a globalization of the marketplace. You're seeing more and more people from around the world participate in our markets, as well as you're seeing us participate in other markets.
Such as South America.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I'm going to date myself. I can remember when South America produced 15 million metric tons of soybeans, the whole continent. And obviously, it's become a bigger and bigger thing every year. You know, like producers here, though, they have their ups, they have their downs, they have the need to manage the risk just the same as, you know, the soybean producer does here.
Mr. Andreessen was also around back in the 70s when gasohol came on the market, and he says it's really amazing to see that the U.S. is now an exporter of fuel.
It's amazing what has happened in terms of technology, and certainly, you know, if you think of energy overall, if you know, there's a saying in the markets that the, you know, that the cure for high prices is high prices. When you get crude oil over $100 a barrel, all of a sudden you find ways to generate energy. And, you know, the impact of that on our ability to produce energy as a country has been tremendous.
Children are our future, of course. What is CME Group doing to prepare young people for careers in agriculture?
Well, there's a lot of things. We feel really strongly that we have to help work with the next generation of agriculture. Behind us is the Commodity Carnival. It's a game we've had now at, I think it's been for 5 years, at various state fairs. This year we're at 120 fairs, in nine states, where we're teaching kids about production agriculture and about some of the risks and challenges of, you know, of raising cattle. You know, particularly, I mean, there's a lot of farm kids here, but particularly a lot of the kids in the city, they don't understand where food comes from. They don't understand the risk that a farmer has to take on, you know, to raise an animal or to grow a crop. And we think it's important for them to help understand that sort of thing.
Tim Andreessen of the CME Group. Back after this.
It won't be long before the drills start rolling in our area for the 2018 wheat crop. So now is a great time to do a quick review of your wheat policy to ensure that you have the best coverage for your operation. It only takes a few minutes to run a quote of the different levels available to compare guarantees and premiums so that you get the best fit. Any new policies must be written and or changes made to the existing policies by September 30th for the 2018 wheat crop. Just give us a call at Alliance Insurance, 785-562-2393, so we can make sure you're coverage fits your needs.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. And let me remind you that if you eat, you're involved in agriculture. I'm Steve Alexander.
It's 729 from KNDY, sunny and 54 degrees this morning in Marysville. Highs around 80, mild weather again on tap today.
You work night and day to get the crop in. You worry about the weather. You worry about prices. You have repairs to deal with at the worst possible times. It's a lot of work and a lot of worry. But when it's all said and done, you wouldn't trade places with anyone. Making things grow is in your blood. It's in ours, too. We're a community ag bank. Citizen State Bank. Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
The deals just keep rolling on at CJ Express. For a quick pep-up, grab two 16-ounce cans of Monster for just $3.50. Transform your iced tea and lemonade into something special with our free flavorings. The sandwich of the month is an ooey-gooey, cheesy chicken quesadilla and made to order just for you 11 to 1 Monday through Friday. At CJ West, the Hunt Brothers Pizza special this month is the BLT pizza. These deals are gone when August is, so stop in today at CJ Express.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports Good Tuesday. Well, Royals fans, I wish it was better news, but the Kansas City Royals have now extended their scoreless streak to an American League record-tying 43 innings. They got shut out for a fourth straight game in a 12-0 loss to the Tampa Bay Rays last night. Royals haven't scored since the second inning of a 3-2 loss to Colorado last Thursday. Austin Pruitt pitched 6 one-run innings for Tampa Bay, and Matt Andrees allowed one more hit while getting a 3-inning save, his first of the season. Kansas City tied the 1913 St. Louis Browns for the longest AL scoreless streak. The 1968 Chicago Cubs hold the Major League record at 48 innings. The Royals are now 10 games behind American League Central leading Cleveland and 3 games back of Minnesota for the final American League wild card. Mid-America Network Sports.
Rock and roll.
Country music.
Butter sculptures.
Twinkly lights.
Cowboys on the Ferris wheel.
Funnel cakes.
Tractor pulls.
Freedom.
Find your fun at the Kansas State Fair, September 8th through the 17th in Hutchinson. Go to Dillon for discount gate and ride tickets. Buy them online at kansasstatefair.com or at the State Fair ticket office. Most Nextech wireless grandstand tickets include gate admission if you buy before August 20th.
Did I mention cowboys?
Yes.
Woo-hoo! Get your fair on.
So, you say you like bingo. Well, how does this sound? Prairie Van Casino has the friendliest bingo facility and features. You better be sitting for this. 400 seats with cell phone chargers, 200 handheld electronic bingo devices, in-house progressive jackpots, hot balls, and bonanzas, and play bingo from Planet Bingo with two large progressives, event tickets, pool tabs, lots of snacks, and bottled beer. Plus, we're connected to 15 other bingo facilities nationwide. Woo! So, how do you like bingo now? Check out new programs, pricing, and packages at prairievan.com/bingo. Minimum age to play is 18.
The Kansas City Chiefs acquired linebacker Red